So, what's your type? Episode number 111. Hey, everybody. No filters, no judgments, no boundaries. I talk to you like my own girlfriends and guy friends. Welcome to this week's Keep It 100 moment. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and you know, I keep it 100. For the record, I'm not perfect. But I'll tell you this, I keep it real, I keep it true, and I keep it 100% or more and no less on this show. Because today's WTF, which is just, well, it's what you think it is, but it's my What's a Friday super short episode. And even if it's not Friday when you're hearing this, it applies to any day of the week. So we innately discover what our type is from a very young age, right?
Skin boys, tall.
How did you come to that conclusion?
Just, I've had like an attraction to them.
Okay.
My ex was like that. Oh, plus the boring guy, he's one of my ex's friends. So I was like, no.
Oh, you cannot.
No. I'm not doing that.
Please don't.
I was
don't.
Like, I'm definitely not doing that.
So you like them tall, dark.
And it starts with who we pick as friends. But then when it comes to relationships, we cherry pick those special characteristics that gives us those tingly butterflies. Conversely, a lot of times we are quick to judge and say, you know what, he or she is not my type, and we keep it moving. But when you think about it, is this term outdated? Does anyone still use it? It's all about the person who is really your type, being that person you share common interests, ideals, good character, you know, someone that's trustworthy, that loves you, and pushes you to be your most amazing self every single day. She is in her 20s, and her name is Julia, who's a student living in New York City. And she's currently in a relationship with somebody who she's known for a long time, didn't like him several years ago, but just goes to show you things change, right? Let's learn what this youngin considers her type.
What's your type? We're going to go. That's going to be the question. What is your type?
I don't really feel like I have a specific type. For a very long time, I only liked older guys.
Like, what's older to you? Above 30, 40, 50?
Anything older than me. But,
okay.
But like, you know, 30s, and that was it for me. Because I was like, these boys my age, they too young. I need a man, and I can't deal with these little boys.
Right.
But, you know, that was my type.
This one's really short. For obvious reasons, Gretchen played it safe, and I totally get it. And that's my spoiler alert when it comes to this next clip.
My husband.
Good answer.
My husband, babe.
Her husband. Hubby. We're looking out.
Yeah.
Next, we meet Miss Leah. She's a savvy 30-year-old something. Entrepreneur, single and dating, living in New York City, Brooklyn to be more specific. But girlfriend breaks it down in detail what she likes and what she wants in the near term.
I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna try black people meet next.
Oh,
it's bad.
That's why Leah needs someone that's going to encourage her, who's going to respect her, but who's also going to know how to shake her a little. Meaning, who's going to be able to say, Leah, scale it back. You're going to respect me.
Right.
That's what she needs.
Yeah.
That's what she needs. Are you out there?
So here's the layout. I want to get pregnant around October. I'm looking at my... So this is what I'm looking for. Need a commitment. Trying to buy a house in Charlotte. A lot of things I want to do, so I need you.
No.
If you could. No.
The number is
555.
Call Leah. All right, pump the gas and take out the trash. Remember that. That's our type. We want a man to do A, B, C, D, don't we? Those are the characteristics I talked about earlier that make our type, that makes us or makes them more attractive. So the tables are going to turn. Now it's my turn. The ladies ask me, they flip the script on me and ask me what type or what my type is. So here's my story.
My type, you know, my type has changed. I was very, if you ask my friends, they will tell you, they know my type. But I don't go looking for that. It just appears. Mm-hmm. And that is usually a nice looking, fine, F-Y-N-E guy. But, you know, now what turns me on is more intellect. Like, the more nerdy and intellectual you are, it's like, I love it.
So you want a deep conversation.
I want a deep conversation. And I am an entrepreneur, full-fledged, have been for 6 years. My lifestyle doesn't turn off. Unless you know how to turn it off.
Right.
So you have to be that person that will allow me to, like, just make me turn it off for some reason. But, I think the whole intellectual thing is very important to me. Family, strong sense of family. I mean, I'm from a West Indian family. It's like we meet you from the get-go, right? You know, everybody does that once over. Mm-hmm. Just to do that kind of litmus test. And, you know, I'm going to say, it's just a preference, my own, but educated. I've done the blue collar thing. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work for me.
Right. You don't really like uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. But what else? As someone who loves to travel, because I am a travel bug. And, you know, I feel like I was always obsessed, like me and my best friend, we would always obsess over, like, wedding gowns and when we're gonna do it and the day. And now I'm like, when I think about spending all that money on a wedding, trust me, I don't wanna do it. Mm-hmm. I rather, you know, I'm okay with being a life partner, you know, because otherwise it's prenup. And I don't know how comfortable some men would be with that, but.
Well, I wanna get married. I don't want a big wedding anymore, but I definitely wanna get married.
You definitely want to get married.
I do.
You know, my father always used to say, and guys would always ask me this, but I never took it seriously until now, but they would say, don't you get lonely? Or it's like, you know, they'll come to my house and they're like, don't you get lonely? And I never really used to understand the meaning of it. And then when my father would say, why aren't you getting married? What's wrong? Are you gay? It's like, no, I'm not. But I understand what he's saying, because you get to a point where you just don't want to be alone. Like, right. You're that girl Bravo. You do everything. You're a go-getter. You're a female hustler. But then at the end of the day, you have vulnerable moments where, you know, you might have to shovel this deck by yourself because there's no man here to do it. I mean, I'm just saying there's things we have to do because
like pump the gas and take out the trash.
Right.
Taking out the trash is a reality check for me every day. My father never let us take out the trash. I really don't appreciate that either.
Right.
So if I could leave the trash right outside my door and the super would do it, I would. Right. I don't like taking out the trash.
Right. So, you know, there's certain things that, yes, you want a man there to do. And I miss that. But
see, we only want y'all to take the trash out. We ain't trash.
Oh my God.
Not even asking for much.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I figured he'll appear when it's time and ready. Yeah. I'm not looking for it. I never did. I was a serial dater. I was always in relationships. So now that I've had time to myself, I just feel like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
All right. Now I had to inject some Nina love here. Nina girl love. And I flipped the script on Leo. So what happens when your type wasn't working? And you should get to a point in life when you realize that you're picking the wrong people. And when you're picking the wrong people, you don't get different results. So I asked Leah to tell her story, but I also encouraged her to break her pattern too. So I want you to listen up.
The guy I dated for 4 years,
I felt like, you know what, Leah, stop looking for this type. Get out of the whole frame of mind of your type and what they had to be like. And I dated a guy that was in the service and shorter than me. And that's never my thing. He has to be tall. He has to be brown. He has to.
So you went beyond your boundaries, right? You expanded and broke the mold.
And then I got my heart broken again.
But it had nothing to do with going beyond the boundaries. Those two aren't related.
No, but it was the guy I went beyond the boundaries with.
But what does that have to do with it not working out? Just because you decided in your mind that your type wasn't working. You realized that your type wasn't working. So you figured you'd try something that might work that wasn't your type.
Right.
And it did. It was working. That's a long time. 4 years? That was
right. And 4 years, he was perfect. To me, I thought he was perfect. Like, he was very spontaneous. If I'm at work, he would call and say, listen, go straight home, take a shower, change your clothes. I would come downstairs and he would drive. We would like go to see a boxing fight, or we would go to a Knicks game. Or it never was a time when he was like, stay home, I'm going out with the guys. It was always like, come along, tell your friends, they could meet us there. He always embraced the girls. He never, like, he knew when to go in the room and let me have my time. He, for my birthday, like the night of my birthday, gave me a card. I opened a card. It's like 2 tickets going to Paris, 2 more tickets going to the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert. I've never been to Disney. He took me to Disney. Like, it was great, 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 great. But literally, on the flip side, you were a chronic cheater.
The struggle is real, y'all. This whole like relationship thing. If you're young, by default look, you're going to be obsessed with finding your perfect type, right? He has to wear this. He has to have perfect teeth. This color eyes. It's all about looks, booties, or brains. I'll admit, my next girlfriend has me giving her the high five with this whole like intellectual stimulation thing. This is a thing, especially this is my thing, as you guys have already heard.
For me, funny, and he needs to be nice and of course educated. I don't like people with no ambition. Mm-hmm. Mainly for me, he needs to be, and hygiene wise is like, I have OCD, so you can figure.
Yeah.
So, you know. Go ahead, babe.
I want to be mentally stimulated. I have to be. And I'm not really into the funny type. I mean, he has to have a sense of humor, obviously, but I like more, for me to be mentally stimulated and
through conversation.
He has to be like smart. I'm a sapiosexual.
Yes. Can you have one or the other? Or is it always a cocktail of things we want to see in somebody? I think oftentimes we pigeonhole ourselves to believe one thing and completely miss the mark. He's too short. You know, he's not my type. I only like dark-skinned men. Ugh, he's not my type. He's bald. Ugh, can't do that. Oh, he's blue-collar. Definitely cannot do that. He has a stomach. He's a big belly man. Ugh, nope. Pass. Or you know what? He has a kid. But those are just some of the examples that I've heard, and I'll admit, used to dismiss somebody as not my type. So at some point, you're going to realize what is your best fit. You know, there's no magic formula. There's no horoscope. Maybe a Bible verse. But there are times where it makes you feel single as fuck. Hopefully, after this episode and hearing these stories, did it get a little easier? I'm just hoping you don't turn down that right woman or man going forward. After all, summer is coming, people. And that's my Keep It 100 moment. You know, Nina keeps it real and true. Smooches!